Hi, my name's Wesley.
And I'm Warren.
We wrote this story by ourselves.
We both perform it too.
This is an old story that is told in Chinese New Year. We decided to write our version of it. This is why we put red paper outside our houses and write Chinese calligraphy on it during Chinese New Year, which is called Xin Nian in Chinese. Thank you for listening to our story.
And thank you so much for writing the story. Wow, listeners, Warren and Wesley are such special kids. You know, we were recording something together, and they mentioned the story of the Neon Monster and asked if By Kids for Kids would do it. And I said, well, what about if you guys actually wrote the story? And they took up the challenge and did a brilliant job. It's such a great story. And you know what? We'd like to extend the invitation to all of you kids. If you'd like to write a story for By Kids for Kids, just do it. Write it and send it to us, and we'll make your imagination come alive. You can find all our contact details on bykids4kids.co. Oh, and by the way, if you'd like to see Wesley and Warren standing next to a paper neon monster, they sent us a picture. That's the cover art for this episode. Okay, Ruby, over to you.
The Neon Monster. Once upon a time, in the deep mountains in ancient China, there was a flesh-devouring monster called the Neon Monster. Neon had a lion's head and a sharp horn. It was 40 feet tall, about the size of a school bus. Its teeth were as shiny as mirrors and as sharp as daggers. The fearsome creature mostly hibernated in a pit in the deep mountains. Only on Lunar New Year's Eve, it would wake up and search for food in the village below the mountain. Every year on the same night, the Neon Monster would go on a rampage through the village. It devoured all the livestock, such as pigs and chicken. The cruel beast also broke into people's houses and destroyed everything in its path. The villagers tried everything to fight off the beast, but failed. Many even died trying. For years, the only way that people could survive was to escape to remote mountains to avoid being eaten. One New Year's Eve, when everyone was getting ready to leave their houses and hide, there appeared an old man. None of the villagers ever saw this man before. The silver-haired man carried a walking cane and wore ragged clothes. He stopped and asked an old lady,
"Can you help me? I've starved for 3 days. Can you give me some food?"
The old lady took pity on the old man. She replied,
"Okay, I will give you some food. It's time for us to move out anyway."
"Why do you need to leave?"
"Every New Year's Eve, the Neon Monster comes out of hibernation,"
said the old lady,
"and starts eating animals and destroying houses. This is why we have to flee."
"Tell you what, let me stay in your house for one night. In return, I will scare away the Neon Monster."
The old lady reluctantly agreed, but deep in her heart, she was worried about the man's life. When all the villagers had left, the old man started to set up his defenses. He glued red papers on the walls, the roofs, and the windows of the house. The old man used matches to light up all the candles, so the old lady's house glowed like a giant lantern. Finally, the old man found lots of bamboo and stacked them outside. As punctual as an alarm clock, the neon monster awoke from his long sleep.
Oh, how hungry I am! Today is a perfect day for a feast.
The neon monster roared. His menacing voice shook the ground below him. His tummy was gurgling.
I'm going to eat some juicy meat today,
the monster said, smacking his lips. Feeling charged up, the monster ran towards the village.
Rawr!
The monster snarled.
What's that light in the distance? There must be a person in the village. Preposterous! How dare this human have stayed on? I'm going to show him what real fear is.
The monster screamed, outraged and furious. The monster picked up its pace without thinking and headed straight to the old lady's house. As he was running, he thought of all the meat that he could eat.
This foolish human chose to stay,
the neon monster said crossly.
He must not know my strength and power.
As it approached, Neon noticed that the village was unlike before, dead and quiet. This time, the atmosphere was filled with tension. When Neon reached the house, it saw all the red paper and the luminous lights coming from the house.
Ah! My eyes, my eyes, my eyes!
It screamed out in agony because of the sharp pain caused by the brightness. Right at that moment, the old man rushed out of the house and set fire to the bamboo. The monster quivered in pain from the ear-splitting sound made by the roaring blaze.
Ouch! I hate loud noises!
The neon monster's knees buckled and it fell down. The shaken beast had bloodshot eyes and its ears were all swollen up like inflated balloons.
Please, forgive me.
Neon begged the old man in distress.
Promise that you won't ever come back again.
I'll go back to the mountains and never come back.
The creature whimpered in a raspy, weak voice.
I promise.
Terrified and shocked, the neon monster retreated into the mountains and never came back again. When the villagers came back the next day, they rejoiced because their homes weren't in ruins as they had expected. They greeted each other by saying,
Gong Xi, Gong Xi,
which means congratulations in Chinese. The villagers learned from the old man that neon is scared of loud noises, bright lights, and the color red. From that point on, every year on Lunar New Year's Eve, people would decorate their houses with red paper, let off firecrackers, and hang up red lanterns to prevent the neon monster from ever coming back again. This tradition continued to this day, and luckily, no one has ever seen neon anymore.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.